dressed up and willing to sweat. Tucked up inside of the cool ledge she'd found somewhere along the way. Another day, and another goddamn dance to have to do. She'd slide her arms real delicate like, up around her back.
Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!
So, this is Twisted Cat.
And Patch.
And Batman.
I'm not here.
And we are in San Diego. We drove down here to see the Who.
Who?
No, not that one.
Hell yeah.
Wrong band.
They're not playing tonight.
So the Mongolian band, the Who, who we have previously
seen and I think podcasted about.
Raved about.
Yes.
We had that long-winded podcast with a whole bunch of people the last time we saw them. So anyway, we are at Humphreys by the Bay is the venue. A spectacularly weird sort of venue.
It's very strange.
So it's an outdoor venue with no seating for this particular show, standing room only, except they'll give you a plastic folding chair if you're disabled. And I think halfway through the show, it started raining.
It missed it. Misting a little bit. I mean, we're right here in the marina.
Sure, but okay, so.
And when we say concert venue, it's a hotel, restaurant, bar, and they do concerts in their little
courtyard thing
in the middle there, right on the marina.
They claim it's a capacity of 1,400.
No fucking way.
Maybe up on the balconies and shit.
That counts boats out in the harbor.
It is wee tiny.
They have, however, set it up before. I saw a thing where they did a small stage in the center, and everything was around. So there's
that's interesting. When they do have seating, I'm told that those white plastic chairs, like folding plastic chairs, get zip tied together, and everybody has to like sit on them like sardines.
Oh my god!
I know, right? When I found that out, I was actually kind of happy it was standing room only.
Right.
So, apparently this venue does not have medical on staff, which we found out inadvertently, which I feel
we're
like,
all fine.
Yes. No, but I tried to get medical for a guy who was having some issues and they were like, we don't really have anybody. We could call 911. I'm like, okay, then I've never been at an event of like more than like even 200 people, I think, where they didn't at least have like somebody with like,
I think they're required to,
aren't they?
I thought so. And like, so from the very beginning of when we got here, before we even got into the venue, I have been saying about this place, wow, not a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
That they I feel like this is their first event and they're still working out a lot of kinks.
Yeah.
We went to the restaurant beforehand because we got here super early. And like
the hostess was having her first day.
And said hi. She's like, I'm sorry, it's my first day. I know nothing.
I don't know what to do from there. So we're just gonna stand here and look at each other until somebody else comes over and asks if we've been helped yet. We're like, no. I guess not really.
And then two people came and tried to help us at the same time without talking to each other, and one of them said one thing and the other one was in the middle of something and so we waited some more. It was bizarre. Well, eventually we got seated.
There was, I don't know, something wrong with the kitchen.
Our waitress was lovely. She took our order.
And lovely.
She was 12.
She was very, very pleasant.
Very pleasant. She was a darling. And like our orders got taken and then we sat. I think we sat for easily 45 minutes, probably closer to an hour.
Yeah.
It was a while.
For street tacos and a California burrito.
And it was apparently the burrito that was taking
it. It was a fancy street tacos-ish and a not...
But like they had sat under the heat lamp too long because apparently the burrito had some sort of issue. And
the edges of the tortillas were kind of crispy.
I originally thought it was hard shell tortillas.
And the limes were dry.
Oh, dear Lord.
And,
totally dry.
I ordered an old fashioned and got a Manhattan. So,
yeah. At least it's kind of in the same ballpark.
Yeah, the dark and starting was done right. I mean,
my ginger beer was lovely.
When they told me I had complimentary well drinks, they could have made it with fucking well booze.
Yeah.
Fine.
Anyway, none of it was...
It wasn't game-changing or anything, but it was just
none of it was
weird.
Awful. Nothing was terrible. It was just not a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, yeah. It's like somebody's cousin put on a concert venue or something.
Yeah, that's a great description.
Security getting in. They have a full security desk and, like, people there to check your stuff and everything.
Oh, my God, the number of staff they had on security there.
Oh, yeah.
And yet...
And yet, no, you didn't even have to empty your pockets. They just kind of looked at stuff. And if you had a purse or a bag, I think they kind of looked in it with a drumstick.
Yeah, but I mean, I could have had a hamster hidden in there and they wouldn't have found it, even if it was squeaking.
Yeah.
Are hamsters actually against the
rules? I don't know, but they wouldn't have found it.
I think it's posted.
Yeah, I mean, nobody, I'm not really sure hamster. What's posted because.
But yeah, like I put my arms above my head and did a little spin and they all laughed and said, okay, you're good to go. Rock and roll, dude. Pay no attention to the Uzi and the, you know, bazooka in my pants.
Is that what that was?
No. No, Batman, I was just happy to see.
So, all right. So the opening band was called The Haunt.
No, The Haunted.
The Haunted? No, I thought it was The Haunt.
I think it's just The Haunt.
It's The Haunt.
Yeah,
it's Anastasia Haunt. And Maxwell, Maxfield, something Haunt.
Maximilian.
Yeah, Max. I don't know.
They seemed like really sweet kids.
Their most recent album was produced by the same guy who did Asking Alexandria. And that second to last song was
it was almost
okay.
Good.
It was okay. Everything else was a little too, I don't know, not polished and poorly mixed and
very poorly mixed. Her voice definitely needs a bunch of processing. That it was just dry vocals. Hers were way too high. His, the backup singer, her brother, like you couldn't hear him at all.
And he which was for the better. Brother Max was not a good singer.
You were
should just take away his mic privileges.
He was having some
he
was the banter between songs and make like the official announcements, and it was all
his microphone privileges.
She is everything I've read about her is she's apparently incredibly shy except when she's singing.
Okay,
so I guess that's why
she's a 19-year-old, you know, goth kid from Florida.
Yeah, South Florida. So I don't know. I'd be interested to hear the recorded stuff just to see what she sounds like with like help.
Yeah.
I mean, I hated their set less than some of the stuff they play on Octane. So,
sure.
You know.
Sure.
Wasn't bad. Wasn't
good.
Great. Yeah.
And it was a weird choice to me for opening for The Who.
I mean, they don't speak English, so what if, you know.
But they can see what's going on. Bad. Anyway. All right, so, and then there was The Who. They were great. They're always great.
They are fucking delightful.
Yes.
I heard at least three songs I hadn't heard before.
Yeah. A couple new songs.
They're
very melodic.
God, some of the stuff in the middle of their set was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just expansive and sweeping. Like, you could feel the wind blowing across the steps. It was just
epic.
Expansive. Yes. Yeah. Expansive. And the driving force, like Johnny Cash would fucking love these guys.
Yeah.
Like brutal, like a freight train, but it's not like a freight train. It's a different cadence.
Yeah.
It's got that driving beat, but it's then a lot
horses.
Of their,
yes, their it is the horses
is very, like I said, very melodic, and they've got a lot of, there's a couple songs that had a very kind of 70s rock feel with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that what was that? One of the first two songs in their set, I turned to you and I'm like, oh my God, it's a cover off of the Weird Science album. it was very, very late 70s, early 80s. Kind of, it had this weird beat to it and like almost a almost a keyboard, but there's no keyboards.
Right.
It was a great song. I don't mean to belittle it at all. It was fantastic. But it just struck me really funny.
Sure. Downside again, back to the venue and its well oiled
machine. The lighting.
There were some definite lighting issues. And it was definitely a decision somewhere somebody screwed up and essentially didn't light one of the main players on the front.
And
in fact, the main.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, it's his band. But, you know,
it is his band.
Pretty Dancy Boy is nice and all, but it's not his band.
No, he's the hype guy.
It's the water player whose band it is. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names.
I do not remember his name. I knew it a few years ago at some point very briefly, but I...
But anyway, it's his band, and he was not lit. Every single photo I took, he's backlit.
But his mic was also way down.
His mic was down, and like the end, the encore song, he comes out to start it, and it's probably, you know, throat singing, and because he does a lot of the low throat singing parts, yeah. And he had no mic. His mic was off until the other guy came in, and then they finally got it back on. And I'm like, I looked up, okay, they've got 10 Licos up there. They have lit 5 stations up there, and you've got 4 people across the front. So they lit 3 of those, and then they lit the drummer and the percussion.
Yeah,
I want to see the percussion guy for sure.
Well, you're going to have to go up there to focus those fixtures no matter what.
Right.
So the trick is, yes, they pulled 2 lights for each of those stations, 10 lights. You take 2 each for the front row, and you light those, and you take one of the central lights, and you put one on percussion, you put one on the drum kit.
That's fine.
The back line doesn't need to be as lit as the front.
Right.
They're still the main core players. I mean, you had your bass player and your guitar player mm-hmm. who were off to the sides.
Who were better lit?
No, not really. They were in the dark over there, but they had a little bit more ambient stuff around them. But they are very specifically not the key members of the band.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the makeup of the band that the Mongolian instruments and the 4 up front are the main guys.
Sure.
The Western instruments, for the most part, are the same people, but they're technically part players. They're session players who have right. come in and they're playing these things, but they are not officially like named always 100% members of the band.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
They seem to have been the same people
yeah.
for this time, but they are not the core members of the band.
Huh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So yeah, between that and then, okay, they've got some follow spots that eventually, after the first song or two, finally started lighting him up. But even then, it was just weak, and it wasn't, it was, yeah.
Bad. It was really weird. Their lighting and audio decisions were strange. So I think they just didn't know who the lead singer was. They thought it was Hype Guy,
Well, but again, you've got 4 mics across the front. Unless somehow or another he wasn't here for like focusing and sound check and everything, and like that wasn't a thing, but I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah, I don't know.
So somebody screwed up and didn't focus lights on one of the 4 members of the band across the front row of the stage.
Yeah.
Which means you've got a lit guy, a dark guy, and then 2 lit guys.
Yeah, it was really weird. But again, an epic set, a great set, fantastic
yeah.
set.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the heat in the car, though, I have to say.
That's what
it was. What I was
looking. Yeah, as always, a lot of fun. A great show. The members of the Who do not speak English. They have learned from, in the past couple of years, some concert English.
Yeah.
So they know how to say, like, you know, we love you. And, you know, we love you, San Diego. And, you know,
Los Angeles.
But they're so always happy. There making an effort, making the show, and trying to draw everybody together. Like, we're all here together.
Well, is that what he said?
And I mean, you know, the word, who is Mongolian for people. We are the people.
Yeah.
And that's why he kept going, like, you are also the people. Anyway, brilliant show. Very excited. Not sure I would go to this venue again, but
I kind of enjoyed it, honestly. It's a quirky little
sure
like of the venues I have been to in San Diego, and there have been a fair few.
Okay.
This is the first time I've been to an outdoor venue in San Diego that I haven't been trampled.
There's that.
What I would probably relate this place to would be the Sterling properties, like the
Saban.
The Saban Theater, the Rose Pasadena, the Canyon Club.
The Canyon Club, yeah.
And whatever I think it's Canyon Club out in Santa Clarita now too.
Yeah.
But all of those kind of properties that are very specifically, yes, we do things for bands and everything, but they've also got the whole like dinner and other stuff going on.
Yeah, I would, that's it. This does have very much that same feel.
That is a way better oiled machine.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they know what they're doing, and they also charge through the nose.
Right.
This place,
it's fairly cheap.
It reminded me of a college campus plot.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
In terms of the inside the venue.
Yeah. And it kind of had a feel of some of the college shows I've been to, except I'll tell you, they would have still had a medical style.
I would totally give this place a try again, because it's small. What are we? We are sitting in our parking space right now at the venue. We are 25 feet from the entrance to the venue.
Yeah.
I mean... I could fall and land inside.
Yeah.
You'd have to roll a couple times.
Please don't. They have no money.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No.
Okay. Good point. So I like that.
I'll come back when it's warmer.
Yeah. Yeah. Like July. Actually, this is San Diego. It's never going to be warmer.
No, yeah. It'll be warmer than this by about
5 degrees.
Yeah, San Diego at night near the ocean, never been warm.
I mean, it's 61 out there.
Sure.
It's not that cold.
But it's damp.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, it's the bay.
It's the ocean.
We're on Shelter Island.
Shows at the bay.
All right. I think that's all we've got to say, honestly.
All right. This has been Twisted Cat.
And Patch.
And Batman.
I'm not here.
And,
Get in the van!
I'm like, what are we supposed to say?
I think it's get in the van.
We're doing Podcast stuff!